Welcome, masters. Welcome. Welcome, sitting, standing, walking, breathing masters who have chose their embodiment this lifetime. Let's take a breath with that. That lovely breath that says, yes. We made it. We did it.
Are you sure?
Yes. Edith, we don't want to send you to the bathroom, honey. Yeah, you are. And here we are. We have a full house here in Cold Creek, Colorado. And Gene, can we get a shot of the audience? And audience, let's wave. Let's give them a master wave. Yes. Woo! And we thank them for sharing their energy, their consciousness, and facilitating this journey that we've all been on for billions of years. That we came through the order of the Ark and we brought Plan 33, the Christ energy. Yeah, Plan 33. And now here we are at this really auspicious time. In just 2 weeks and tomorrow is Easter. So here we are, the second coming of Christ. Right, 2 days later is, guess what? Four. That's right, the symbol for the walking embodied masters. So we've done it. And now we get to experience that whole process. And let's take a breath with that. And as we breathe now, let's just also really, really take that conscious breath and to feel it. That breath that says, yes, I have chosen to be here and to make this transition. No longer the caterpillar. Going through the goo to be the butterfly, which we are. Magnificent. Glorious, radiant butterflies of embodied masters. Ah. Now, I don't know about you, but has this last month been intense? Yeah. Yeah, like really intense. So here we are. It's just, you know, the fourth month of this new time, this new year. My sense is, it's like, you know, the band, you know, before the orchestra just queuing up. What we've seen is just the beginning. But this is where we come to play. Yeah, and to be, and to radiate, and to shine, and to live our truth. And Jeffrey and Linda, I was with them back in 2001, when they went to Europe, and it was the first time they'd gone abroad. And that was the time that we had this marvelous channel in North Stoke, England. 3 days later was the terrorist attack. During this marvelous channel, it was Archangel Amiel that came through, the Archangel of Hope. And of course, Jeff and Linda are the examples of that, and they've spelled their last name with an extra P just to confuse us. But we know who you are. Let's give them a hand.
Just a little extra P. Yeah. Thank you, David. Thank you, David. So good to see everybody. Wow, what's there's such a buzz here today. I drove in the parking lot and just it was like it's been a busy couple of weeks. That's needless to say, but crazy. I'm actually looking forward to getting out of town again and taking it easy. But I was driving and just feeling a little dull from the intensity of the last couple of weeks. And I pulled in the parking lot. I'm like, whoa, Chambra's here. And now I feel great. I feel alert, happy, ready. Ready to go with Adamus. Adamus is ready to go.
Actually, really, there is something to that. I was kind of like, na 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 na. And I saw Chambra's like, yeah. And it's like, hey, hasn't it been a really incredible, weird time? And everybody's like, yeah.
It's been nuts.
Yeah, a little crazy.
And you know what else makes a Virgo really feel good?
What?
So I walked in here and felt all your happiness and craziness. I guess craziness first and happiness. Craziness. And the energy that was here. And then I looked down and I realized the carpets were cleaned yesterday.
Way to go, Larry.
Yeah. No, it makes a...
Now, really?
It makes a Virgo happy.
Only a Virgo would see that as one of the first things in the room. Well, really?
Well, no, actually...
That's what you saw right off of that? Wow. The beige carpet's clean.
All right.
Wow. Not to mention those radiant Chambra sitting there. Wow.
Oh, yeah, them too. So I'm going to tell you, just when I first realized I was a Virgo, I didn't know what to call it at the time. Later on, I figured it out, but I realized my Virgo tendencies. I had I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I had a trifecta, a triple occurrence all in one day. And I was just in heaven. I knew life was going to be good because, just a little boy, I had taken a bath.
Were you ever little?
Yeah. I had taken a bath. I had clean sheets and fresh pajamas. Yes.
Wow, high expectations, Mr. Virgo.
Truly, I was in heaven. I will never forget that. It was like, there is a God in a clean heaven.
I thought you were going to try to tell me you figured out how to race a vacuum cleaner or something.
No. That not nearly as important. But anyway, wonderful energies. And two things before we get into the slides. First of all, I noticed that a lot of the Crimson Circle staff is actually here in person. That doesn't happen very often. We have a virtual office. If I could get the regular Crimson Circle staff, full-time staff, just to stand up to have everybody acknowledge Bonnie, Jean,
so
John,
fortunate.
Billy, Michelle.
It goes well because we have such great people.
Mary Alice. Yeah.
And Susie. Jean. Bonnie, John, Kaderka,
and
hiding.
The ones who are not here are Lindsay Yogi. She's out in California. And I don't see Alon here yet. He'll probably come in a little bit later. So, and one more thing along those lines. Norm and Garrett are going to be joining us today at the break. Yeah. And if you would, when Norma gets up, you know, Linda will do the introduction right as we go into the second half, and then she'll introduce Norma. Norma will get up to do the breathing, and the minute she says her first word, everybody just stand up and give her a big standing ovation. Yeah. That would be very cool. Good. Okay. So we have a lot of ground to cover. Good to see you all. Good to see the chairs full. And the parking lot. Oh, my God. I have to park down in Golden today.
Lots of familiar faces, maybe a few new ones. How many people are here for the first time in person? A few. Welcome.
Good.
Thanks for being here.
How many were afraid to raise your hand?
And in case you didn't know it, you're here for the Crimson Circle meeting.
Every once in a while, somebody just sees cars and they, you know, they're Canyon residents. Oh, something must be going on today, and they pull in and... You see them walk out after about 3 minutes of Adamus. Like, whoa, they're out of here. So,
welcome.
Are you going to introduce any of the out-of-towners?
Yeah, and I'm going to mention some of the out-of-towners, and you can just stand up quickly because we have a lot to cover, and but we want to acknowledge you. We have Christina Burtis from Washington, D.C. Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri. Good
We're
to see
back.
You again, Robert.
Good to see you.
It's been 2 years since you've been on a show.
You know, you got out of Missouri just in time. I heard they had some tornadoes the other day.
Yeah. Okay. And welcome back, Estella Cruz from San Antonio, Texas. Good to see you again.
Where's the stop? Oh, good to see you. Yeah.
From Elgin, Illinois, we have the beautiful Tess Henry. Yeah.
Hi, Tess.
Welcome back, Tess.
Welcome back.
And from we have Chadwick Lunsford from Orlando, Florida.
Hello, John.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Is anyone with you? No? Anybody with you? No?
No, she was going to come.
Okay,
so you're single today. Ladies, take note. Guys, that's your line. She's mad.
It's supposed to
that's your line.
And available. Are you available? Thank you. And blessings to your partner. Also from Redmond, Oregon, we have Doris Richardson. Who are you? You moved.
Nothing color. Oh,
you're
wow,
back.
Wow,
good. And Manuela Moscala from Belgium. Where are you?
Good to
Welcome.
See you. Welcome.
Thanks for being here. Okay, that's our list. He's not on the list. Why aren't you on the list?
You're not on the list. He didn't feel like being on the list. So now the camera, points over.
You snooze, you lose.
Okay.
And your name, sir?
Jim.
And where are you from, sir?
Montreal, Canada.
Ah.
Welcome.
Nice.
Thank you for being here. We're not trying to embarrass you. We're just trying to acknowledge you. If you get embarrassed, that's a side effect.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, I thought you were local.
No.
We see you pretty often. You're on Facebook all the time.
Last February.
Was that last? And you're from?
Mass.
Mass, yeah.
Right now. Moving to Florida.
Oh, wow. I see you on Facebook all the time. You're like a familiar face. Okay.
Good to see you, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, what a crowd today. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope Adamus is ready for this crowd. This girl's pretty tough.
Actually, I got some pretty nice feedback from people saying that channel last month was relatively effective, changing their lives, and that they're still truly being affected by it.
Well, actually, Pete just came up to me and said, man, that channel last month was really great. Oh, I mean, just incredible. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I felt it too. And I said, but Pete, I forget what it was about. And he said, I did too, but God, it was good.
Yeah, but you
man,
know,
was that
wait
good.
Wait a minute. That's a really important factor. The fact that you don't remember the words, but you remember the feeling and you remember the effect, isn't that the ultimate experience?
Yeah. But just in case, for those of us with enlightenment brain or just going a little wacky, we do a video recap every month. That's
yes,
a precious
do.
Thing. And
yes, we do.
I think it's done for me more than anybody. Just, oh, yeah, that's what we did. So we're going to play that if you're ready in the back with Shoud Recap. So sit back and once again be amazed.
Okay, we're ready.
Why don't the changes come like that? Why don't they come like that? In other words, why don't you go from being in this, in the more unconscious human state and suddenly into the enlightened state? Why? Compassion to your mind. Mind is the thing that's really having a difficulty with all these changes that are occurring. You're going beyond the way you've been thinking. You're going to a different way of bringing through awareness, intelligence, where it doesn't require the type of analysis or file retrieval, going back in and saying, now, what was that? You know, I stored it back here in my memory. Compassion for your body, because your body, when it was in its old ancestral DNA, could not have handled that rapid of a transition, transformation. Could not have handled that quick of a change, and it would have caused such a energetic imbalance that it could have led to things like, and very specifically, things like diabetes. If the body tries to change too quickly, the energy inputs and throughputs would cause diabetes. Secondly, cancer. It would, again, send stray signals throughout the body and cause cancer in certain parts of your body. So you're bringing it in, this new level of light energy, as you're making your changeover from your ancestral biology to your own true light body. And it's happening most of the time while you're sleeping, but sometimes in your waking state. Sometimes you feel that your body is going to help, but it's not. It's reorienting. It's changing. Remember this. When your body hurts, when your mind's all in chaos and everything else, it's real simple. I am changing. That's it. Having a bad day, nothing makes sense, people are giving you crap. I am changing. That's simple. It's a blessing. You asked for it. When, you know, you didn't ask for it. You demanded it. You absolutely demanded it beyond anything. It's got to change, you said. It's got to change. And it is. It is also to allow yourself the experience, to know the experience. If it just happened like that, you would be without the real experience, without what you've gone through, without the deep realization of it. So you said, I'll go... fast isn't the right word, but I'll allow as much of it as possible so I can still be in the experience. So I know that experience so well, so intimately. I've gone through the thoughts and the pains and the challenges and the fears, so I know every little inch, every centimeter of that corridor of enlightenment. I know it upside, downside, all the way around. I know every demon and dragon that comes out. I know every trick floor. I know every nasty little trap that's in this corridor. And I can experience it. I didn't just breeze to the other side. I know every little nook and cranny so that you can teach it to others. So you know it so well. It's not just rhetoric, that it's real. So you can be the teachers to the others. You know exactly, you're going to know exactly what they're going through and why they're going through it. You're going to know exactly with the confidence of a master that they will make it through that corridor of enlightenment. They will. No doubt about it. It's just what they're going to have to go through. And you're going to put it back on them when they're asking you all the questions. Master, what's it going to take? And you know it's totally up to them. And they're going to ask for the secret. They're going to ask for all the tricks. They're going to ask for all the macchio. What does it take to get through this corridor of enlightenment? And they're going to try feeding off of you, and they're going to try doing everything. And you're just going to stand there because you know that corridor so well. You know that they're going to get to the other side, and the experience that they have is going to be up to them. That's exactly what you're going to tell them. It's up to you. I'll leave on this analogy. The caterpillar. Caterpillar. Going through such an experience of being a caterpillar, but knowing that it's really not a caterpillar. Goes through days and weeks and months as a caterpillar, finally has something inside beyond its caterpillar mind that says, it's time, I gotta get out of here. This is not me. This really is not me. Been an experience, love your other caterpillars, time to go. I'm out of here. You can try to hold me back, but I'd rather die than not achieve my greatness. And it goes through the transformation in the cocoon. And it's aware, and it's aware something's changing. And you know, there's part of it that's cursing these changes, being trapped in this cocoon, but part of it's saying, this is amazing. Wow, here I am getting rid of all these legs and all this greenness, but here I am, I'm actually aware that I'm changing. So that when I become whatever I'm going to become, I'll know exactly how I got here. A caterpillar's saying to itself, yeah, it's part of me that's, oh, geez, what have I done? What have I done? I could have just been another caterpillar. Part of the caterpillar going, shit, I thought that was unsafe. This is really unsafe. Because nobody has a manual on how to do it. And I did hear somebody say there is a red caterpillar called Satan Pillar that's going to get me because I've let myself, but I don't care. I don't care because I cannot stay like what I was. I know there's something more, and I haven't been able to define it. I haven't been able to articulate it, but God, you too, God, Caterpillar God, you're a bunch of bullshit. There is something beyond God, and I know it, and I'm going to find it no matter what. And in this knowing this, I also know that in spite of the fact that this is an unsafe caterpillar world within my being, all is well in all of creation. Thank you, dear Shambra. Be safe. Okay, there we go. Yeah. I have to ask you, what are you thinking when you sit and watch that?
I just couldn't get, I got stuck on Satan Pillar.
Satan Pillar. I won't even go there.
Don't
we
go
have
there.
Too much to cover. Okay.
I liked it. I liked it because it's acknowledging what we're all doing in each in our own way.
Absolutely. So last month was right after the shout, we went down to Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil. I think it's probably our sixth time in Brazil total. Always amazing, wonderful, very passionate Shambra, a great host and sponsor with Conrado and Soraya. And we had a great time. Quantum Allowing, Nat and Gerhardt were there. It was at a beautiful resort in Iguaçu Falls, which is the most beautiful falls I've ever seen. And
Wait, it's better than that. Niagara Falls is like supposed to be one of the seven natural wonders of the world. And it's like, who was the idiot that came up with that list? Foz do Iguaçu, the falls there, I think is seven times bigger than Niagara. Yeah. It's like, whoa, you haven't seen falls till you see that.
Yeah, really great. We had about 120 Shambra translation in Spanish and Portuguese. A lot of music, great time. So we got just a little three-minute video recap, a little music. You'll notice in here the main events were, of course, the Quantum Allowing Workshop. A lot of time spent at this beautiful pool filled with natural thermal warm water.
It's like a giant baby pool. You couldn't drown in it if you died.
Yeah, yeah. A wonderful wine tasting. We were right on the Argentina border. I mean, 5 minutes away. So we brought a bunch of Argentina wine over one night. Normally at a wine tasting, you have just a little bit in the bottom of the glass. But that night, they were being very liberal. So they were pouring these big glasses, seriously.
It was ridiculous.
And we had four different wines. So it was equivalent of about drinking at least a bottle of wine per person. So then you'll see some dancing scenes.
Literally.
So if we get the lights down, just a little video recap of Quantum Allowing in Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil.
Mar é dividindo, bem-vindo a saudade, me leva a você. Só no pensamento chego perto a levitar nos seus ares.
da cidade aqui de Ipanema. Nem precisa ser menino pra deliciar do teu redor. Anel de Saturno trouxe pra você naquela viagem astral. Como apareceu seu quando você entra nele? Que ele parece tanto desejar teu jeito também. Tão bem, tão bem, tanto. Tão bem. Saudade me leva a você. Só no pensamento chego perto a levitar teus ares. Está da cidade aqui de Ipanema. Nem precisa ser menino pra deliciar do teu redor. Anel de Saturno trouxe pra você daquela viagem astral. Uma parece seu quando você entra nele. Que ele parece tanto desejar teu jeito também. Tão bem, tão bem, tanto. Tão bem, tão bem, tanto. Tão bem, tão bem, tanto. Tão bem, tão bem, tanto.
There's this sort of funny Schomburger thing going on, particularly in South America and other events. There's this Columbia contingent that keeps showing up, and they are setting the standard for celebration. And what happened was then this had come up, and after the wine tasting in the restaurant, if you saw where there was the group dancing in the restaurant, you know, the guy playing, and they were just dancing and having a big time, and they were talking about how, see, they could party like Colombians. And the Colombians very, very directly said, you couldn't do it till you were loaded. So they have been trying to set a standard for celebration in Chambra.
And I forgot to mention prior to the slides that we went out as a group to the Iguazu Falls at the full moon. So some of the shots, it was just beautiful. Full moon night, and actually it had been raining all day, and we were kind of like, oh, this is going to be terrible, no full moon. And then skies cleared, the moon came out. It was truly a blessing.
Actually, what was very exciting, I don't know if you could see it in one of the photos, but there was actually a moon bow, meaning there was so much moonlight, there was a rainbow from the moon.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And it's really intense. And if you have any idea about should you stay or should you go, all you got to do is stand right next to that falls, and it's just like, come in, join me. I mean, the power of the water is just...
Oh, it's just energy.
Stunning.
Yeah.
So it's quite an experience.
So great. Once again, thank you to Conrado, Soraya, and the whole team down in Brazil.
They did an awesome job. Yeah. Thank you. Lots of activities, lots of fun.
Okay, let's talk.
And Adamus was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I forgot what he said, but it was pretty good. I always forget what he said.
It was quantum allowing. It was really good.
It was really good, actually.
It was really good.
Quantum allowing is one of my favorite experiences, mm-hmm. That and Threshold, just I love doing them. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's buzz through mm-hmm. the upcoming events. We have a lot to talk about after that, Crimson Circle events.
Okay.
So upcoming, oh gosh, one of my favorite trips of the year, we're going to Kauai in a couple of days. We do have some spaces open. We had some last-minute cancellations.
We had two people that couldn't get their visas, so we do have a couple of spaces. If you're interested and at the last minute think this calls to you, get a hold of Lindsay. She can make a space for you.
So I love doing that. After that, we're off to Italy in May for the AMIO retreat. We've never done it, so I'm looking forward to seeing what Adamas has in mind. It's sold out.
It sold out so fast, I couldn't even believe it. People said, we don't care. It's Tuscany. We're going. We've never been there, so we'll find out.
We're just going to eat. And right after that, we're going to Bled Lake, Slovenia, one of the most beautiful, mysterious
really
places in the world, for Consciousness Unleashed. Haven't done that workshop yet.
Is that one of those lose your mind things?
It's what Adamas told me when he gave the title for this. He said, "Yeah, we're going to go beyond our minds." What a great place to do it. Uh-huh. We do have about 8 or 9 spaces left on that one, so sign up. It's just a 2-day.
Are we doing
Saturday,
a wine
Sunday.
Tasting at all our events now?
Yeah, we're doing a wine tasting the night before we start. It's a get-together, a welcome and wine. Well, you don't want to wine, but welcome and partake. So, okay. Then in July, that's a little right up on Bled. We're going to have Gerhard and Nat and Amir there, and that wine tasting.
And Dreamwalker teacher training right before Bled also. If you're interested
you're right.
in Dreamwalker Life teacher training, it'll be in Bled.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, no problem.
So after that, home for a little while in June, and then July off to Moscow for a day of consciousness. First time in Moscow, we have some great Shambra.
Come on, Adamas said he's been there, but it was a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit since he was there. We're going to be joined by the esteemed eminence, Wolfing von Rohr, Anat Gerhardt and Amir, and a lot of great Russian Shambra. So we're looking forward to a pretty big turnout for this.
It's really exciting, actually, that in the last year or so, we've had this really huge, growing Russian audience.
Yeah.
We really didn't see that coming. It's quite exciting. You know, we even have a Russian show on Awakening Zone.
Yeah. And then
and our host for that is Larissa Artmanova, and she has a show on Awakening Zone.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, very good.
I think. I tried listening.
I don't understand much.
It's a popular show.
She's very much into self-empowerment.
Yeah.
Very much, and very much into conscious living.
After that, we're doing a 3-day mystery school in Moscow, again with Anat Gerhardt and I think Amir, and first time for a mystery school in Russia in, Adamas says, about 300 years. So if you're looking for something to do this July, join us in Moscow. That should be great. Okay, next on the list. We are announcing for the first time in history the New Energy Celebration in Salzburg in September 2014. This is our annual New Energy event. We're calling it a New Energy Celebration rather than a conference this year. And it's going
Does that
to
mean
be
we're going to have a lot of wine tasting and
a lot of wine tasting. Salzburg is truly one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
And it's gorgeous.
I have had a chance to travel all over, and I love Salzburg. The dates are September 13th and 14th. It is just gone out. The notice has just gone out to the Angels, the Crimson Circle Angels. So it'll be open to the public for registration Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
But again, Salzburg is such a beautiful, beautiful city. It's the birthplace of Mozart. It's kind of right in the area where they film Sound of Music.
Salzburg is just really beautiful, and there's something very well preserved about the spirit of it, and it's just a beautiful city to walk and to explore, and it's a gorgeous time of year. Jeff and I have been there 3 or 4 times now, and it's really one of my favorite cities. It's just beautiful. Easy to get to. You fly to Munich, you can fly to Vienna.
We have a great list of speakers at the conference, and the theme at the conference this year is going to be about really bringing in your light body, your light mind, really bringing those in. And Dr. Doug Davies is going to talk about how to actually bring the light body in. He's a medical doctor, of course, and a phenomenal astrologer, your co-host on AstroDoc. But we're going to focus this conference on how to do it. I mean, doing it now, not just the theoretical talk, but bringing in the light body, bringing in the divine mind. So we also have Gordon Smith, who is a very famous, I guess he calls himself a medium, but he's a famous spiritual teacher. He's from England. He's going to be joining us. He has quite a few books out, very well known throughout Europe.
Very renowned.
Yes. And he brings in the insights of Master Qi. Gunther Schumann, who's going to talk about cosmic transmissions. He loves crop circles, but it's really more about what is coming to us, what message from what I would call the order of the arc. I had a very interesting discussion with him last time we met about crop circles, and he doesn't say it's from a specific thing. He doesn't say it's little aliens coming down, but he just says there are messages for us. So we got to talking about the order of the arc, which he'd never heard about, and he's like, that makes perfect sense. You know, it's our own messages in energetic or angelic form that form these crop circles.
I have to say that he is one of the most, he has incredible information about crop circles. And like Jeff said, it's not about aliens, it's about messages. And he is incredibly good information. He has a very strong accent. And I have never heard anybody that was a more entertaining speaker, even when I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, he is very entertaining. I mean, he was probably one of the most popular people we've ever had speak at a conference.
Oh, my gosh. And he's hilarious.
Hilarious.
And good information. I wanted to kidnap him, bring him back here, and put him on a national TV show, because he's just so funny.
Really entertaining.
And he doesn't know he's funny, and
that's
the best part of
it. Yeah, that's what makes it really funny. Yeah.
We also have Wolfgang von Rohr, author of about 80 books. Great insights. Also very, very humorous.
And he's really fun, too. He likes to do, just for fun, he likes to do tarot and readings, and they're all new energy. They're all about self-empowerment, so he has a real sense of new energy.
Great. Also on the list, Norma and Garrett are going to be joining us in Salzburg. So it's been a little while since we've done a workshop with them.
Yep.
So this will be really quite a treat for all
of
us.
This is a celebration, Jeff.
And, of course, Linda and I.
Last but not least.
Yay!
No!
So that is the New Energy Celebration, September 13th and 14th in Salzburg. Beautiful city, great time for... actually, September is a really good time because it's just past the main tourist season, but yet the weather is still very, very beautiful there. We've been there a number of times that time of the year. So it'll be open for registration sometime later in the week. Watch for it. We'll put out a notice. Great.
Okay.
What else? In Salzburg, after that is Quantum Allowing. It is this will be a four-day workshop experience. And again, with Anat Gerhardt, Amir, Linda, myself, and Adamus. I love Quantum Allowing. Just can't do enough allowing, you know.
It's just a really good experience, and it's so supportive of this new energy journey that we do. Do you need Quantum Allowing? No. Is it possible that Quantum Allowing might support what you do? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just like it. It gets in that energy. And you can't think about allowing...
Jeff?
It just is allowing.
If you don't like it, we're all in trouble.
Some workshops in the past were hard to do. SES, not one of my favorites to do, but the information was incredible. But it was very, very hard to channel. And I'm glad the information's out. But it wasn't one I would wake up in the morning and go, oh, good, I get to talk about Aaliyah today. Or sexual energy virus.
You never did.
No.
Thank you.
I know.
You never did.
And I never talked to her. That's a long story. So anyway, so that's it for coming events. That takes us through September. And let's pop over to the Awakening Zone, which is the Chambra Internet Radio Network. Great shows. If you're not familiar with it, everything is free of charge, of course. Great shows on the Awakening Zone. And one of the ways...
Let me say more.
Yes, yes.
It's really nice if you have friends. They're not particularly bought into... you know, what everyone what? Does. But I have to say the Awakening Zone is a good way to say, check out some things just to get a feel for it, because they can go in anytime they want. It's free. And maybe, you know, there's always some borderline people that are kind of in the middle of searching, but they don't know what they're searching for. So the Awakening Zone is a great thing to mention to your friends that might be looking for something.
And in the Awakening Zone, we have something called the Awakening Zone Academy. These are paid programs from some top spiritual leaders around the world. We have two that are just coming online. I wanted to announce both really good programs. This one in particular, I love. It's with Glenn Harold and Ollie Calderwood. And it uses tones and types of music to get you in a very open, safe, and relaxed space. Jean had been telling me about it on the phone, and she said, well, listen to the links, listen to the music. So I turned it on one day, just kind of working away. I was like, wow, these are really, really good. So they're called solfeggio tones. I don't know what that means, but I know they're really good. So if you're interested, you can actually sample. You can click some things right on the website, listen to two or three minutes of each track, and just to see if it's something you like. But I really, really enjoyed it. It's available now, and it'll be running for about 90 days. And then the next one is a project that Sandy Sedgbeer, one of the really good hosts on Awakening Zone, put together.
She's a really, really good interviewer, and she knows incredible people in spirituality, not to mention that she's an author herself. Mm-hmm. And she just felt like this is a time for some really timely questions and how it might be an interesting adventure to talk to some well-known spiritual people and to see how they weighed in on basic questions about spirituality and the journey.
Yeah. So she interviewed seven different people, kind of the same general questions, but you get a sense in the how it's answered in different ways by different teachers. And she calls this In the Mind of God. Just came out within the last week or so on the Awakening Zone Academy, but it features Dr. Bruce Lipton, Joan Walker, who's a great channel for the Archangels, Tia Kasson, Ghost Horse, Lee Carroll, Ali Wahin, Alberto Violdo, and
Jeffrey Hoppe. What a surprise!
But anyway, it's really good, and it's exclusive on the Awakening Zone. You can't find this in stores or on any other websites.
Not a book.
It's not a book. It's just on the Awakening Zone. So, Jean, how many hours of content are there? 8 or 9 hours. So you can go back and listen to it anytime you want. But, you know, you pick up an interview from Lee Carroll, for instance, or Bruce Lipton. So, anyway,
or
good
Jeff
stuff.
Hoppe.
Well, okay, next slide.
Okay. I love
All
your modesty.
All right, where are we now? Yeah, now I get embarrassed. Okay, it's time for.
Where's your face? Oh, you're holding up well.
It's the makeup. Kidding. It's time for Crimson Circle News, and we have quite a bit of it today.
Nice graphic.
Kind of sexual. Essential.
Really? Like could you play that in the bedroom?
A Giorgio O'Keeffe painting. I'll do that again. Okay.
No, go ahead. Play it in the bedroom. Save okay. it for home.
No, I go to sleep.
It says a lot, Jeff.
Well, a lot of these news...
You said it, not me.
A lot of these news intros are, brum, 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 you know, news at 9. And this is Crimson Circle News, just kind of with a different...
You're so pretty. For God's sake.
Just makes me feel so happy.
Play it in the bedroom.
Okay. What's in the news for Crimson Circle? Exciting news. Most of you already know this. The Master Pins have shipped. Thank you to the wonderful group of volunteers that came up here and spent countless hours stuffing, shipping.
Thank you to the volunteers and our staff. I mean, really, that was a big project, and they were stuffing thousands of pins and thousands of 6, cards 000. And thousands of thousands of thousands.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. And they did it with such ease and grace. So thank you.
Well, how could you say
that
you weren't here? We were traveling, so they might have had...
I did walk in one day because I had something they needed.
Oh. But they are out. If you haven't received yours yet, take a deep breath. Be patient. They're still being delivered. We're still hearing from people like on the other side of the world that are getting theirs. So it does take a little while. How many here have received them already?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, thank you to all those who are writing emails coming in through Bonnie, but Bonnie's sharing them with the staff. It's just wonderful what you're saying. Oh, my gosh, I opened that. And it was like, you know, magic dust came out and the pin and that little card that went with it. The, you know, I am that I exist card. And oh, wow.
Of course, there was that person that posted, yeah, I got mine. I thought, what the hell? I don't need this. And I smashed it with a hammer. And it's like, really? And you posted that in Facebook?
Buzzkill.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Just one person.
Was it just one?
Just one.
Okay.
Yes, everybody appreciated it.
They did, but that one hurt.
Don't focus on the
All
one.
All right, I won't focus on
okay.
the one.
Okay. Anyway, moving right along. And we also want to acknowledge and thank everyone who has signed up to be a Crimson Circle Angel. This last week, we topped 800 angels around the world. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's a difference.
Beautiful.
Truly makes a difference.
We started the angel program, I'd say maybe, I don't know, four years ago. And it's just, we don't push it. We don't make a big deal out of it. But people just seem to find it. They sign up. And it's such a help for Crimson Circle. It helps us do what we do, offer what we offer. So we want to thank all of you who are Crimson Circle Angels, particularly today, going over 800. So that's amazing.
Amazing and truly makes a difference. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. A couple other quick ones before we get into the real meaty news. Make sure to check out the Chambra magazine, the award-winning. I don't know who gave it an award, but it deserves an award from somebody, damn it. The award-winning Chambra magazine. Beautiful, beautiful artwork. Great articles. It's really something I'm proud of.
It's appreciated by everyone that reads it.
Yes, and Jean handles all the editing, getting it together every month. So you know right about from the 20th to the 25th of the month, Jean is going crazy. Mark Ritter does the design and graphics on it. It's just a beautiful creation. Okay, Keyhawk. We're getting ready for Keyhawk 4. It's the annual one-year program with Adamus. Two channels, two gatherings per month with Adamus online. And the thing I love, Linda and I love doing Keyhawk because you're in that energy all the time. There's never a great big gap in between. Anyway,
it's a journey. It's a journey.
It's a journey. It's now open for application. Adamus really works on integrating all this stuff we're learning. So it's not just held off somewhere else. You really have this opportunity in Keyhawk to integrate it.
I think there's quite a few Keyhawkers even now. Aren't there quite a few Keyhawkers here right now? Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great program. So if you're interested, I think registration ends about May 15th, somewhere in there. But if you're interested, you can sign up online. This year we are doing it with Spanish translation. So if you only speak Spanish, you have no idea what I'm saying right now. But somebody...
No, they're doing it. Norma Ojeda and
Hilda are
doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Norma, Hilda, you can tell them we're doing it with Spanish translation this year, which is really good.
We're excited about that.
Yeah. So make
sure...
And
you do need to take, you know, the thing that you have to fill out to be part of it does take a little time, so don't wait too long.
Yeah, there's some assessments you have to fill out. So we begin with the first Keyhawk for channel on June 7th, so make sure to get signed up if you're interested. Okay, now, I think the fun stuff. Oh, yeah, just a couple of... We got to talk. The June Shoud has been moved from June 7th to June 14th, to the 14th. The reason why we're doing that is because... Hopefully, the new studio is going to be ready. We needed that one extra week just to make sure. Yeah.
Ow! Woo! And we have had people working their brains out on that, especially Jeff and all the people supporting him on that. And it's been an incredible project.
And Alain Belay has been doing all the coordinating. We So we're going to start on June 14th. Seating is going to be limited, and we're going to try to accommodate everyone because we have actually Keyhawkers in from out of town. We have our regular group. We have people who just want to be there for the opening of the new studio. So what we've done for right now is
we It's a competition.
Oh, we're just biting our nails. The studio has a limited number of seats in it.
By law.
And we know, well, by fire code and
That's
by law. Size and everything else. So we know that a lot of people are going to want to show up. So what we've done is temporarily stopped the registration in the store for the June 14th shout. So if you go to the store, you try registering, it'll say, can't do it. It's not that it's sold out. We're just trying to figure out a graceful way to accommodate as many people as possible. We know a lot of you have been showing up here for years and years.
It's a raffle.
And no, it's not a raffle. So please be patient with us as we kind of work through this. We just submitted the permits for the building construction. We're waiting to hear from them. That'll help determine some things. But we're doing our best to figure this out. We'll have it solved within about a week. So please be patient. Please don't come up to me and say, but you can get me in, can't you? Because I'm just going to act like I'm stupid. I'm channeling today. I don't know. So we'll notify everybody.
Anything Jeff says immediately following a channel.
Thank you.
Does not hold up in court.
Immediately normally means about 2 or 3 hours, but in this case, 1 week. So I swear over the years, people come up right after a channel. Oh, could I have your house? I'm sure. Okay. Yeah, and it's like the next
you
day they remind
kidding?
Me, and I'm like,
didn't you say I could move
brain.
Into your garage?
Yeah. Anyway, so we're working on it. We will send out a notice, and we will make it work. You know, everything always works out. Okay.
That's Pollyannish.
I know. It's like, everything works out. Linda and I are heading out of town.
Yeah, Susie, you take care of it.
We'll be on the other side of the world. It all works out.
Oh, our email's not working.
Okay, real quick update on the Crimson Circle Connection Center. We've been working like crazy getting all the parts and pieces and details together. It's actually not that difficult until you have to put your information or your permits in to the city, who have very strange regulations, fire code and ADA access, all these things which are good, but sometimes they absolutely make no sense. I'll give you an example. There is one of the...
You have 5 minutes to do it.
One of the entryways is a double door. And to meet fire code... Now, you imagine a double door, and then over on the side is a single door. To meet fire code, we would actually have to change one of the double doors into a single door to comply with fire code. And we're like, you've got to be, this makes no sense. If you have two doors, it's safer than one door. But they're like, these are the rules.
Can we feel his pain?
And so we had to go through this. We have an architect. We actually finally got the city to give us an exemption from that. But it's like, you've got to be kidding. So,
well, it's been really interesting because it's a big project, and once
huge.
Again, it deserves a thank you because somehow Chambra figured out it was going to take even more than we did.
Well, yeah.
And quite honestly, those incredible, incredible contributions to this communication center have turned out to be beyond what we would have imagined, and it's really helping us now because it's funded enough to do this right.
Well, and now we're really doing it. First class, just like Chambra, but we're
doing it right.
Really good equipment, a really good stage set. We're doing it in a beautiful way. So we're at the point where we just sent the architectural drawings, a big package into the city. We're waiting for their approval. The architect is doing a great job. The floor plans have been finalized. We've been doing a lot of meetings, you know, getting this all together. We're going to begin the build out pretty soon, hopefully in about 3 weeks or less. We also have a staging building kind of a few doors down where we're going to be doing some staging work, construction. So once the general contractors are done, we can get our stuff in right away. It's going to be a very high-tech center. We've got great new lighting, a stage, and cameras. I think you're all going to ooh and ah when you walk in
and
there.
It'll just be ready to go. It'll be such ease and grace for us.
Oh, and on a typical child day is just kind of showing up, turning on the lights and hitting the switch, and away we go. So not all this setting up and tearing down. So anyway, scheduled completion date, June 10th. And so we're cutting it pretty, pretty close with the June 14th opening. Stop laughing, Sart. It'll work. I've asked Archangel Carpenter to come in and help us with this because we need some help in getting it done. We've already released the hall, this space, for June 7th, so it's not an option to say, well, let's just do it here. And all of our equipment, our cameras and everything else are going to be down there. So
it's not an option. Susie's already rented it out for a wedding.
Susie is like, it is not an option.
We're already kicked out. We're gone.
Yeah. Unless we do a midnight mass type of thing. So very special thanks to all of Schaumburg who helped make this happen. We received $235,000 in contributions to make
Thank
this possible.
So Woo! Way beyond what Ow! I imagined. And being put to use, really
yeah.
well put to use.
Absolutely. So join us for the May 3rd Shoud, which will be our last Shoud here at the hall.
Was this picture taken yesterday?
Probably. Probably. Well, if you look outside now, it's what it looks like. We started our first channels here in late 1999. Linda and I had little plastic chairs. That was our stage where Dave's standing. And we had maybe 20 people sitting in a circle.
Yeah.
At some point, we outgrew that. We went down to town to the Mile High Church. We got kicked out of there.
actually,
we did.
We did, and one of the reasons we got kicked out was because our events were getting more popular than their service the next day.
Not so good.
Not so good.
We went to a hotel down in Denver for a little while. Nobody liked the energy, so we came back here, and I think about 2003 or 4, so we've been going here every month, and I would have to say probably, I don't know, Susie, probably the hottest thing going here at the Canyon Hall, the number of people
except
for weddings, but we're consistent month after month. And so help us celebrate next month where we'll do something special to acknowledge the hall. She has been amazing to
the
us.
Hall and the hall. Susie.
Yeah. She, the hall, and she, Susie. But the hall has been amazing to us. She supported us, nurtured us, in spite of snowstorms, floods, and just about everything else you can imagine. We've kept going month after month. And it's just been such a beautiful energy for supporting this.
Well, and it was always a nice energy because it's the energy of a community. It wasn't, this is a place where people come in for Girl Scout meetings and Boy Scout meetings and little community meetings and not a bunch of businessy pain in the butt stuff, good energy. So it's always been a sweet place to come.
So join us on May 3rd for acknowledging the hall, thanking the Coal Creek Canyon community for letting us be here. Thanking Susie for all the work she's done to make this possible. We'll have a little ceremony and Woo! Also, we're going to try to do a video using photos or frames on a video and show the complete, empty hall in the morning, the setup that the crew does, you all coming in. And the final, our last teardown at the end. So if you come, you'll be on this kind of a historic video. Okay.
Next.
And I think coming up to the end, we want to have a very special thanks to everyone who makes this possible. Crimson Circle teachers, the translators, the interpreters around the world, the Crimson Circle angels, all of you who helped with the Crimson Circle studio. It allows us, it allows the Crimson Circle staff to really be here in service to you and
all over the world, literally.
The world.
And that's the stunning piece. And again, I want to especially take this moment to thank translators. Again, you can't imagine how many people just translate and they say, this material did so much for me. I'd like to, in exchange, I want to translate this and make this available to more people. And that's how so much of this grows so quickly, because of people wanting to share the energy with others. So thank you.
And the shouts are translated into 22 languages around the world.
Amazing.
Most of them have the translations up within about a week after the Shoud.
Amazing.
Speaking of translations, we are building an interpreter booth for the new studio. So we're going to be doing live translation in Spanish to begin with Billy. We'll be able to do classes or specific workshops, let's say, just for Romania, with a translator right there on site, transmitting or broadcasting to any country, any language.
So you can see how this studio is just, it's this master creation. It just keeps, the opportunities that are coming with it are just stunning for us.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about time for chocolate, for goodies. Just a final thanks to the staff that comes in here and does this month after month, setting up, tearing down.
And thank you to this live audience for being here.
You bet. So let's take about a 30-minute break and come back and see what Adamus has to say.
Woohoo!